This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Nutrition Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Eves Kelmet, founder of Healing Nutrition by Eves, that provides nutrition coaching inspired by positive attitude to food and life of the French, one of the slimmest and healthiest countries on this planet. Eve, certainly a privilege to have you this morning with us on eHealth Radio.
Well, hi, thank you for having me today, and I'm happy to be here with you.
The pleasure is certainly ours as well. Looking forward to today's interview and this topic as well. So first of all, for starters, what is the French paradox exactly?
Well, if you've been to Paris or to France, but mainly in Paris, I'm sure that you wondered why there were maybe so many slim or youthful-looking and sexy women and men as well, even if there are a lot of fine restaurants, cheese shops, patisserie everywhere. Well, it all comes down to the French paradox, actually. And we know that this well-researched phenomenon refers to what we call the low rates of diet-related diseases, and I'm talking about obesity, diabetes, and allergies, cardiovascular diseases. And the rate is really low in France, despite the national diet being really rich in what we called, or what we used to call, harmful foods, just like saturated fat. And it's very important to know that only 30% of the French population is obese or overweight. And if you compare to the rate in Australia, New Zealand, and the U.S., for instance, it's really shocking because there are 65% of the population in these countries obese or overweight, compared to only 35% of the French. And so that's why, I mean, no wonder why the UNESCO granted the gastronomic diet of the French with the status of the World Heritage Treasure in 2010. So this is pretty amazing. And when, if we want to go back a little bit, it started in 20 years ago, in 1992, when for the first time a scientist in France, which was supported by doctors from the Boston University School of Medicine. So he coined the term the French fat paradox for the first time to describe this very fact that the French stay healthy despite eating foods like red wine. And since then, many research, many studies have confirmed this research. And including a very interesting research made by an Australian naturopath, Frank Cooper, which showed that actually French cuisine contradicts totally what we've been told about diet for years. And I'm sure that as well, very recently, I think it was back in June or July, when the Time magazine made its cover with a really interesting title, which said, eat butter. So really, everything now totally supports the French paradox principle. And when we look at exactly what the French paradox is, it's a little bit more than food. It's the interplay of food, traditions, and lifestyle, and as well the French approach to life and food. And clearly about food, when you look at the French diet, it's full of fiber coming from lentils and pulses, but as well whole grains, full of course, vegetables, leafy greens, really high amount of antioxidants, large amount as well of quality fat, including butter and creme fraiche, lot of soups, stews, fermented food like unpasteurized cheeses and unpasteurized dairy, and as well some red wine, and a really low consumption of sugar. Then on top of food, so we need to look at traditions and lifestyle, and it's really interesting to see that actually the French nutrition model hasn't really changed over time. And it's always about quality over quantity, about local, seasonal, fresh products, and the way as well the food is prepared with a lot of care. Nothing is overcooked. It's pretty much smaller meals than in Australia, New Zealand, or in the U.S. Always the French meat team meets with a lot of greens, and in particular green salads. There is, I mean, the binge drinking phenomenon that we can kind of see in particular in Australia is not happening yet in France. People eat much, people eat slowly. They share meals with their family and friends, and they work a lot. And as well, the last part would be the approach to food, which actually, compared to many other countries where people eat like robots mindlessly, in France, the relationship with food is very, very different. There is no guilt in eating. Really, food is your friend, and everything when it comes to food is almost like an art. It's beautiful, it's a little bit sophisticated, and it's full of passion and pleasure. And I think this dimension of eating for pleasure is not properly acknowledged by many experts, and I think this is really instrumental in making the French so healthy. So this is pretty much what the French paradox is about.
Well, if you don't mind, give us a little bit more about yourself and your background.
I mean, being French and born and raised in France, I think I know a thing or two about the French paradox. And so, yes, I was born in the southwest of France, and this part of France is one of the most renowned gastronomic regions in the country. And I come from a little town called Aurillac, and this little town as well is home to one of the oldest French cheeses, which is called the Cantal. And as well, this little town is a place of healing cuisine, and it's really well known in the country for its traditional slow cooked dishes and always made with fresh whole foods. And I was pretty lucky in my childhood because I was the pillars of my upbringing included, of course, the positive attitude of the French to life and food, but as well a very healthy diet, and very importantly, the philosophy of food as medicine. And I would say, like, healing is a little bit in my blood because my late great grandmother that I didn't meet, but she used to be a very popular cook and a healing practitioner in the 1920s, and clearly she's now my guide and my inspiration, really. And I need every year. I'm based now in Sydney in Australia, but I still need to go back every year to my home to reconnect with this herb of healing and good food. This is really, really important to me. But then just like many people, even if I was really interested in nutrition, I became really overwhelmed with conflicting information everywhere, and it was really difficult for me to see what was science and what was fact. And I finally came across the research of Dr. Weston Price. And as you might know, I mean, his studies diets from many ancient societies before the era of processed food. And it totally proved that eating nourishing local fresh foods helps optimize good health. If you avoid processed toxic foods resulted in, and it was really life changing for me, and this is when I really decided to take my passion for nutrition to the next level and to make a career and to give back to the community with this passion. Yes, that's about it.
So why do you think our modern society is now so sick and fat? I have my own ideas, but certainly coming from you, we'd love to hear that.
Yes. I mean, and it's really a sad thing. Society is really sick and fat, in particular developed countries. And actually, when you look at all the modern lifestyle diseases, obesity, cardiovascular diseases, allergies, cancers, they are totally out of control. And we have seen a huge increase in these diseases over the last century or so. But over the last century or so, our DNA hasn't evolved. What has changed is all the external factors, and we now know from science that those factors speak to our DNA. They can turn off and on genes and triggering diseases. And actually, those factors, we know that there are like five factors at the maximum that impact our health now. And as we all know, the first one is the increase of sugar in our diet. We jumped up to, I think now it's about 75 kilos per person a year, compared to only 3 kilos in the 1700s. So that's a huge increase. On top of that, we are eating much more vegetable oil, in particular refined vegetable oil. And we know that sugar and vegetable oil promote inflammation, and inflammation is at the root of all diseases. The second factor is certainly our attitude to food, or maybe the access to food. Food is super cheap. There is junk food everywhere. Not only junk food, but the junk food range has increased like crazy. And the food is everywhere. 24/7, we can eat wherever we are. And so we eat now more around 3,000 calories a day, when back in the 60s, we were eating more around 2,200 calories. So it's a huge increase in the amount of food that everyone eats every day. The third factor is more around sleep and stress. We sleep less, we are much more stressed. And again, we are not designed to be able to cope with chronic stress. We know how to react with stress when it doesn't happen every day. But when we are in this kind of stressful state constantly with less sleep, again, our DNA is totally confused, and some genes could be turned on. The fourth maybe factor, which is a very, very important one, is we see too much. I mean, we are a sitting society, and it's pretty much killing us. In the past, we used to walk between 12 to 20 kilometers a day. And when we know now how much we walk a day, it has a huge impact on our health. And finally, the exposure to pesticides and chemicals. Our liver nowadays has to process more than 40,000 chemicals. It's a huge job for the liver, and this has to change. So the great news is that if our society is getting sicker and fatter every day because of those external factors, the good news is that we can have totally control over those factors. And I think this is what we need to look at, because we can change everything if we want to.
Most certainly. Today we are with Eves Kelmet, founder of Healing Nutrition by Eves, that provides nutrition coaching inspired by positive attitude to food and life of the French, one of the slimmest and healthiest countries on the planet, here on eHealth Radio's Nutrition Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Eves, your motto is real food plus pleasure equals health. What is this exactly?
Actually, this is exactly to address the external factors we just talked about. And really, it's a very simple formula. It's going back to basics, but it works. Really, my clients, when they use it, that very happy, are happy, because it changes the way they look at food and the way they enjoy food. And they clearly, they've got a lot of health benefits coming from that. Really quickly, they go from fatigue to energy, from gray to glowing skin, from mood swing to a much more balanced temperament. And as well, which is really important for many people, they reach a sustained healthy weight. And part of that, they change their relationship to food. They, again, they used to see food as their enemy, and when they use this formula, food is really now a friend, because they know that food can help them heal a lot of things. They move, they shift from constant guilt to a totally guilt-free pleasure, and as well from deprivation to satisfaction. And the first component of the formula, real food plus pleasure equal health, so the real food component, when I talk about that, it's clearly a very simple definition. It's real, local, fresh, and whole food. In particular, because what we are looking here is we are looking at nutrient density. We are looking at what kind of food is going to bring us the most nutrients to really be able to heal and to prevent diseases. So it's about when you decide to eat meat, to go for grass-fed meat. Fish, it's wild-caught meat. Eggs, it has to be organic. Grass-fed dairy, fats, you need to choose the best quality fats, which are organic butter, coconut oil, olive oil. You need to have as well fermented food, just like the ancient societies, because it's really critical for your digestion. And of course, vegetables. If you can, organic, because we know as well that organic vegetables have more or less 25% more of nutrients, so it's really, really important. And as well, if you can't go for organic, try at least to buy what you eat the most in your diet. Try to buy organic for those foods.
In conclusion, pleasure and health, really, I mean, how can pleasure and health even work together?
Well, I think we need to go back to the very beginning, because pleasure has been demonized in our society and totally overlooked by many experts. But pleasure is a nutritional requirement. It's a true agent of health. And this has been missed by many, many diets. And we know now that 40% of our ability of processing nutrients come from what's happening in our head, which means that the more positive you are about food, the more you take out from your food. So pleasure, without pleasure, you won't reach your goals in terms of health or weight loss. So again, this is at the core of the French diet and the French attitude to food and life. And it shows in the results. Only 30% of the French are obese or overweight, compared to 65% in Australia and New Zealand.
Well, I can vouch as an American who spent 1 year in France, actually over a decade ago, that everything that you have said is absolutely the truth and more. Certainly has been great to have had you. Rich information. Certainly has been a pleasure to have had you spend some time with us today, Eve. So before you go, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Healing Nutrition by Eve's and to be in contact with you online as well?
So my website is www.nutritionbyeves, and Eve spelling Y-V-E-S, so nutritionbyeve.com.au.
Well, Eve, thanks again, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and continued health and success to you.
Thank you so much for having me today. Thank you.
You're more than welcome and come back anytime. We've been speaking with Eves Kalman, founder of Healing Nutrition by Eves, that provides nutrition coaching inspired by positive attitude to food and life of the French, one of the slimmest and healthiest countries on this planet. And the website of reference once again is nutritionbyeves.com.au. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Nutrition Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.